Message number 701. My word will spread in Australia and New Zealand. Sunday, February 10, 2013 at 02:18 a.m. My beloved disciples, how you bring tears of relief to my sacred eyes. Your beautiful nations full of rich abundant natural resources are empty of soul. The nations of Australia and New Zealand are lush on the one hand because of the gift my Father has bequeathed you, and on the other they are barren. I call on your nations now to help me to ignite your faith and spread my holy word so that it will nurture the soul of all God's children in your countries. My word will be spread in Australia through this my last mission to save souls on earth. You, my daughter, will be given the gift of the Holy Spirit in order to bring me the souls I crave for. You have a heavy load to bear because the Word of God is unknown to millions among your nation. Very few churches within the Christian community are used in the way they should be. They are empty shells, and I am displeased at the weak faith which exists amongst you. You have much to learn and much to gain when you follow me, by your own free will, on the path of truth. My plan to prepare your souls and to request your help to save those souls who do not believe in God is great. My mission is to call out to atheists and cover them with my Holy Spirit so that my voice is heard quickly. Here is a special crusade prayer for the salvation of Australia and New Zealand. Crusade Prayer 99, for the salvation of Australia and New Zealand. O God, the Almighty Father, in the name of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, have mercy on all of your children in Australia and New Zealand. Forgive us our rejection of your holy word. Forgive us the sins of indifference. Rid us of our pagan culture and cover us with the graces we need to inspire hope, faith, and charity among our brothers and sisters. We beg you for the gift of discernment and ask that you grant all of us the blessings we need to ensure that only the truth of your holy word can be heard and that all souls are granted the keys to eternal life. Amen. Very soon my Holy Spirit will devour your souls, and you will march forth with a calm confidence as you declare the truth to all of those you come into contact with. Be thankful for this blessing which I now cover your nations with. I love you, and I trust you will respond to my call. Your Jesus.